Phone hacks.
Ring a ding ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Danny DeVito to my Arnold Schwarzenegger, Nick Capper. How are you, Nick?
Hey, it's good being the leftover shit.
You remember that line? It's one of the best lines from the movie. Yeah. He was just the shit that was left over.
Yeah, no, so brutal. Man, yeah. 90s movies were so brutal. Just to also have, like, I mean, I'm sure Danny DeVito was comfortable with it. Like, he's a comedy actor, but still to just go, hey, man, you're playing the leftover shit in this movie. Like, I suppose.
We'll introduce our guest anyway. She's a huge DeVito head. I'm sure she's got an opinion on it. We got Jen Fricker here with us. Hey, Jen, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you guys?
Yes.
Good. Thanks for finally doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm so sorry. I've been a real slippery fish. I've actually been terrified of going on this podcast, so I'm really glad that lockdown has prevented me from having any kind of real risk or stake. It's good. Well,
I think this is much safer for the guests. They feel more comfortable because, you know, we're not in the same room together. Mm. People are uncomfortable in the same room as Capper at any given point. So this means you could keep your phone. You know, we don't have access to your socials, and we'll just float some ideas for you at the end. And, you know, you don't have to post shit, but we'll just get your reaction.
Yeah.
I forgot doing this podcast. We've done it for too long, and we forget how scary it is just handing your phone to someone else.
Yeah.
Because it's just a list of possibilities can come up. You can get a message from someone or something like that while I've got it or whatever.
Yeah.
And it can totally freak you out.
I've just fallen for it so many times. Like, I think maybe you posted about being in the hospital or something, and I messaged you being like, oh, hey, man, I hope you're okay. And you're like, oh, I'm so sorry, this is for phone hacks. And then I remember Guy Montgomery posted one, and I was like, hey, no worries, dude. Like, always there for you. And, like, I've just been burnt so many times. It's really made me become much more of an asshole on the internet. I'm like, yeah, sure, you tried to fucking kill yourself, whatever.
Fuck, we haven't gone that dark, but maybe today. Yeah, well, that's the thing. The earnest replies, I almost feel worse for those people than our guests because, you know, you're just being nice and you're reaching out. And then all of a sudden you look like an asshole for being a good friend, you know?
It's such a specific burn. Much like the leftover shit. It's like, you fucking idiot. Show your vulnerability to another person. What a fucking idiot.
The true hack is making men show emotions, you know?
That was our goal with this. To kind of bring more focus into men's health and stuff like that, you know?
It's brave of you. It's heroic. And I think this podcast is really important.
So we've been doing a lot in lockdown. Surprisingly, we had a Zoom gig on last week. It went off, very dicey, the hacks that went out. And Capper actually had me post in a, like, I moved into Richmond in Melbourne, and he had me join like a community Richmond page.
Oh yeah.
And then post in the group. So this was for the live show. I'll share the screen. I'll show you this post. And this has led to something that we're apparently doing. So this was in the Richmond Good Karma Network. Capper had me post, hey, Richmond people, I'm new to the neighborhood, and with all of this lockdown biz, I'm going a little stir crazy. My name is Mike Goldstein. That in itself is just weird to say in a post.
My name is Mike Goldstein.
Because you can see who posted it.
I wanted to bring a bit of showbiz to it, you know?
It says, I've been doing stand-up comedy for a while now and need some budding participants to try out new jokes on over Zoom. Was wondering if any of y'all would be interested in a free online comedy gig. Hopefully it'll brighten your day. Thought it might be a nice little gift for anyone feeling down. Was thinking next Saturday at 8:30, please comment if you're interested. Not for the faint-hearted. I'm pretty edgy.
I'm pretty edgy. Oh, man.
It sucks.
And there's and so many people underneath it being like, sure thing.
I know. Yeah, it sounds amazing. I'm in. Would definitely be keen. And the worst part was I started getting private messages from people, like old ladies who would stand up as their bucket list. And they're like, oh, I want to get into stand up. Can you help me out? Like, once this is all over.
It's crazy. It's crazy. We'll tell a lot more about the fallout in the Patreon, but basically this Saturday we're going to honor the gig and we're going to do it.
Oh, so. My God.
I know, it's going to suck. And what's going to suck even worse is that, you know, I've just moved into the neighborhood and then eventually once we stop wearing masks, mm. people recognize me as the guy that bombed at this weird
community gig. Oh, my God. I fucking love so those good. Neighborhood Facebook groups, though.
Like, I know. Well, usually it's people just getting rid of like their shitty old mattress or an old yeah. couch or something. Yeah.
There was a post in the neighborhood group that I'm in, and it's known as the ghost post because everyone in the fucking suburbs been talking about it because this woman was like, hey, I don't know if this is a bit weird and maybe not what the group is for, but I think there's a ghost in my house. And then just like went on to describe, she's like, I've just had so many nights where I'm alone in my house, which I know was like pre-colonial or whatever the fuck. And like just went on and it's so detailed. And I really hope it's a troll, but then also like it just smacks of sincerity. I don't know. But then again, I am so easily suck it in, but I just love that she thought that was like the right thing to share. In the Annandale buy-in swap.
So funny. Yeah, she didn't have anyone else to share it with, so she put it in this random neighborhood group.
Like, yeah.
She's scared of ghosts.
Yeah. Also, what a way to make your whole neighborhood paranoid. Mm. Like, obviously, there's a burglar in a house.
Yeah.
Or someone 100%.
Walking around. And that's the other thing in this group is like a lot of people being like, saw some sus dudes on the street the other night looking at cars, and it's like, all right, were they sus dudes or were they just ethnic kids? Like, yeah. It's always boomers just being like, I reckon there's going to be a crime wave soon.
Love thinly veiled racism. Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah, community spirit.
I should say before we get further in, though, that I should have said earlier, the premise of the podcast, if you haven't gathered already, is we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. Jen, of those four things, I know I was on radio with you before, and I think we went through your camera roll.
Yeah.
And it was pretty dicey.
Was it? I don't remember, honestly. I feel like it's only gotten dicier. I can't remember because we went through my drafts, like my notes, and there was nothing really that bad. Like it was just like ideas for jokes, but nothing terrible. Yeah, maybe the photos were a bit dicey. I don't remember.
Yeah,
I was in a long distance relationship at the time, so it was, you know.
That's risky.
Yeah. You know. I wasn't ready to share that on national radio.
What would you be like the most worried about the wheel landing on?
It's all dicey now. It's really I mean the photos I reckon are not great. Like I often worry that if I ever got murdered they'd find my phone and just see all of the selfies that I've taken and just be like, this bitch was a psychopath. Like,
what a narcissist.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They'd be like, we were going to mourn her, but now we're fine with it. So I reckon the photos or maybe like my notes is like, it's pretty, especially in ISO, has been, a real deep dive into my psyche and my feelings and my thoughts. I have a list of everything bad that an ex did to me. So every time I think about him, I just go read the list. That's in my notes.
Actually, we'll leave the podcast there, Jen. Thank you for being a guest.
But that's it because, you know, we're doing this over Zoom. You know, it's at your discretion to reveal whatever you find in the phone. Last week, we had Luca Muller on the podcast. Great guest as usual. He's done so many just terrible hacks for us in the past. But this week, it was a little friendlier. It was Capper had him just send a text to a guy he works with at a moving company.
Uh-huh.
It was that picture there. Little cute little smile from Luca.
Aww.
And he said, I'm still wearing the smile you gave me. And the guy responded, I'm not following you. So pretty, I don't know, just diplomatic response.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. And then Luca explained the premise of the dumb podcast, and the guy said, oh, that's all good. Mm-hmm. I gave it a like and a subscribe on the podcast app. So this was our plan all along, to get listeners one at a time.
This is, yeah, your marketing ploy. Yeah, right.
It's also good, Mike, you're showing Jen all of our insights in our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Next fan page.
Yeah. Hey, look, your post engagements are up though. Good on you. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's hard, man.
Yeah. 12 likes is up 9%.
Hell so, yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a great hack sent in by Jono, one of the listeners, and I lost my shit when I was like, oh, that's one of the best things ever. And the fact that Luca hadn't talked to him in about a year, and just does his furniture removalist job with him. It's just absolutely gold, and I fucking cracked up every time I see it.
That's so good.
And then Capper, your hack, where is that one? That's around here. That was he just found a random on Facebook, mm-hmm. a dude you hadn't seen in like 12 years, and this guy posted about tough muscle cars. And then I cut and paste this from people commenting on an ABC News story on coronavirus, and had Capper comment on this guy's post. COVID-19 is fake. Case numbers made up, and death related to COVID isn't the case. I got video to proof people die in aged care isn't of COVID-19, but doctors putting on death cert as a result of COVID. Anyone want see video I can share?
Is he still your mate on Facebook? Yeah.
Well, I didn't, like, I went to school with this guy, but he was a couple of years above me. So I don't, he was kind of one of those guys you just begrudgingly kind of add, and you're like, why did you add me like this? I don't know why. But anyway, I'm friends with him. But yeah, it got two love reacts and one friend request from a guy from his year.
Oh.
So I don't know. The friend request either came from like, oh, I agree with Kappa. God, I haven't seen that guy in like 25 years. Yeah. I should add him.
Yeah.
It went from like, who's this crazy guy? Oh, it's Kappa. I should add him.
So no DMs though. Yeah, no one hit you up for the actual information and that you promised.
But I got a warning on Facebook and Instagram about info on COVID.
Oh.
And I thought my account was going to get banned.
They were going to suspend your account for spreading misinformation. Man, that's fucking wild.
Yeah, but I've been spreading misinformation for years that I've been selling out comedy shows. So, you know, I think they're used to it.
Oh, I've been selling them out, eh? I love that too.
Yeah. Tonight, I love that one. Packed house tonight.
Yeah.
Could. Like 20 at least in, packed.
Instagram should have a warning pop up like, this person's full of shit. There'll be plenty of tickets. Don't worry about it. Rock up late shit. And the show probably wouldn't have started yet.
Oh, yeah, easily. So I don't think I did a hack last week, but I did the one for the live Zoom show, and we're going to be doing that gig for the Richmond community. And I think Capper and I are going to write some jokes for each other to perform for
amazing.
These people.
Oh.
So it's going to be real bad. I'm going to bomb terribly in my own apartment. And then we're going to post the recording of the stand-up video to Patreon. So that's our plug for the Patreon. Get on there if you want to see us fail miserably and question all our decisions. In life.
It is a very vulnerable place really to bomb. It really is. It's brave of you to do it. Because at least if you bomb at a club, you can walk away and never go back. To do this in your own home is where you live, you sleep, you love. It's too much. It's too much.
I know. There's something so much worse as about bombing within 5 meters of your bed.
Yeah.
You know?
Sorry, Mike. You've done a few Zoom gigs, Jen, in Sydney there?
I've done a
couple
few,
of odd ones.
Yeah, I've done a few that are like in person but live streamed.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, I don't think I've done any Zoom ones. I did like my friend's Instagram live talk show, which was kind of fun, where I just got erased vibrators across my floor and drew up like an obstacle course. It was pretty fun. but yeah, no, I mean, I find it kind of doing, I mean, I don't want to rub it in because I know you guys are in Melbourne and in lockdown. But doing live gigs at the moment is pretty weird. Like, everyone's still socially distanced. And I think people are, like, slowly becoming more comfortable with it. But there's definitely, I know, just the specter of death over everything really kind of chills a crowd. And I always think, like,
Tessa Paul.
Yeah. I always think, like, were people doing comedy during, like, the World War II or something and being like, oh, dating's weird. Ever met someone in a bomb shelter? Where? What's that about? And yeah, so I don't know. Like, everything feels, like, so unimportant, but then it's also, like, very... I mean, I'm very lucky, obviously, to be gigging, blah, 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 blah. We need, like, a catch-all word for where you have to, like, finish up a sentence with, but I'm so lucky and obviously I'm healthy and everything's fine. And
that's the thing. But I'm almost to the point where people feeling bad for Melbourne almost seems more, I don't know, it's more annoying than just ignoring it altogether. Does that make sense? You know, like, there's a dude
I don't know how much
about.
To be like...
Yeah, checking in and stuff, you know, but it's just like there's a dude on Twitter who we brought up before, but like once a week he's like, how's it going, Melbourne? You know, and he'll tweet that. And I'm like, fuck you, cunt, you know.
It's like, yeah, it's I like, felt very like guilted into posting like a Melbourne friends, I hope you're okay. And then like, I'm like, you guys don't give a fuck. You guys are like, you just wish this happened to us so then you could forget about us.
That's it. I mean, I know this sounds terribly shitty, but if no other city goes into lockdown, I'll feel pretty robbed by the whole situation. But I also don't want people to die and go through this.
It's really hard, hey. Such a hard toss up between people not dying from an like invisible plague, but and also like, you know, Melbourne's got a beautiful laneway culture that needs to be enjoyed.
That's what I'm angry about. Yeah. This COVID, it's following culture. You know, like Perth, it just left it for dead. It was like, no culture here. No, Adelaide, Brisbane, yeah, who cares? Sydney, okay, a little bit of culture. I'll stick around. And then Melbourne, rah, you know?
Yeah. Like,
where are our storytelling comedians going? What is going to happen to alternative comedy, you know?
The virus is attracted to whimsy.
Banjos. It's going in on banjos.
That's why, like, all these European countries are getting so ravaged by it because they're all, like, just Goliath fucking graduates spreading it in their little clown orgies. Is that bad to say? I can't tell anymore.
They all ride up to their orgies on their unicycles and don't socially distance and just fucking
get
go
in those
at
tiny
it,
cars know? And touch each other up a bit.
Just shrugging and
fluids
spitting and all that kind of stuff.
Ooh,
you know?
Doing things with their hands like that. I hope you, as a listener, you can understand what I'm doing. It's just someone being smug with their hands. Fuck clowns. Fuck all of them. It's funny. I do miss comedy festival for that real clash of gangs, if you will. Like, there's like, you know, we all have our like little friendship circles and stuff, but then there's also like cabaret cunts and you're just like, what are you doing here? And they're like, I've made it to the big city and I'm roller skating. And it's just, I don't know, I miss that. I miss the shit talking in the quiet corners of bars being like, that motherfucker right there tried to fly me for his fucking roller skating magic show. And now that's I'm on it. A fucking lineup with him tonight. Like, I miss that. That's what this virus has robbed us.
The virus has robbed us of gossip, you know? There's nothing left. No one's doing anything. So it's just like, oh, did you see this fuck had a meltdown online and, you know, is playing the guitar and, you know, or whatever, and shaved his head. There's no, you know, no one's hooking up. There's nothing anymore. Yeah. It sucks.
Well, I keep thinking about this guy that is just a notorious cheater and he like moved in with his girlfriend and I'm like, what? How's he going through this lockdown? Like, he must be really struggling. How is he cheating on any of his partners?
Yeah, the mistresses are the true neglected people of the lockdown.
Yeah.
Quick, my girlfriend's out for a one hour walk. I got to jerk off over Zoom with as many girls as possible. He's just jumping from one Zoom meeting to another.
Quickly send me the link.
Send me the link. Oh, it's not uploading. What do you mean you're on Skype? Oh, fuck.
I forgot my Skype password. Hold on.
Finally falls in love with his partner, vows never to cheat, and then she breaks up with him because she can't stand being around him all the time. Oh man, just because he was cheating on me.
I know. Really into me now. It's weird.
Yeah.
Should we do the phones? Let's get into the phones.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get into this.
So, Jen, I got this wheel app on the phone to see what we go through. I'll go first. Mm-hmm. Wheel is spinning, and it is draft tweets. Draft tweets. All right. So I've probably been tweeting too much in lockdown because it's my only source of validation these days. It's not healthy. It's not healthy at all. So there's going to be a lot of shit in here that's going to be pretty bad.
I've got to say, Mike, I love the Doctor Strange phone cover you're rocking there. That's cool.
He likes to make up that I have some kind of Marvel phone cover.
It's cool, isn't it, Jen? It's really cool.
Is the penis custom? Or did you have to get that? Did you add that in yourself? It seems very lifelike.
I requested Doctor Strange penis because it's a character, you know, that I've fantasized about.
That's your clown character.
Yeah, Doctor Strange penis.
Ooh.
Hello, patients. Look at my weird penis. Come right in. Oh, this hula hoop is just here. I wonder how it goes on my weird penis.
I've got to open a door with my penis. Ooh.
You would watch an hour of Doctor Strange penis.
Absolutely. If I haven't already, I don't know. Who fucking knows at Butterfly Club? I probably watched it.
So, I don't know. Can you read any of those if I hold it up to the screen, or should I just pick one? There's going to be a lot.
I can't really see. No, can you see,
Catherine? Really. Sign outside baby?
Yeah,
something?
Baby shoes? Is that your Hemingway thing?
Yeah. So it sucks, and that's probably why it never went out. That old Hemingway thing, the saddest phrase ever or sign ever, for sale baby shoes, right?
Mm. Never worn. Then, that's one. Yeah,
never worn. So I just changed it to for sale baby shoes, sign outside baby Gap. It sucks. it never saw the light of day.
It's not even embarrassing. Yeah. It's just like kind of like, has he accidentally tweeted something? Did he like have his autocorrect on or something? It's just like so nothing.
It's nothing.
Yeah, it really is nothing.
If I could tweet that and then if I directly afterward tweeted Doctor Strange penis, that would go way better than for sale baby shoes. So that one sucks. That's why it didn't leave the drafts.
There was also another one with Epstein. Epstein in it.
Yeah,
that one, it's because in Melbourne, fuck, I don't know, we're just fascinated, but obviously by the case numbers every day, you know, how many case numbers. And this week it was in the teens. A lot, and so
don't read the rest out.
should I stop right now?
Do it.
Well, I think you've basically drawn the conclusion. Should change the city's name to Epstein because I've been hanging around teens so much.
I like that you've not really mentioned Corona or COVID in there either. It just sounds like you've been hanging out with some teenagers.
Yeah, that's it. That's the change my name to Epstein. It's not a far leap from Goldstein. It could be done fairly easily. Yeah. And then, it was just self-incriminating, I guess, you know? But you never know what Dr. Strange Penis is going to do next.
You just put Corona in brackets?
Like, yeah. Couldn't work it into a joke structure, so just had to give it context afterwards.
I.e. Corona.
Re-Corona.
Re-Corona, yeah.
That's great. So, they're all, or could you read anything more there? Maybe I got to bring the brightness down.
Something Maxim magazine.
Oh, you guys, was that huge in Australia, Maxim and FHM for horny?
Pretty big for a while.
Up until the early 2000s, maybe. I interned at Empire magazine, but it was the same office as FHM. And I was very awkwardly shy and uncomfortable. And Empire magazine was like such a big dream because it's like a movie magazine and stuff. And then on the last day, they were like trying to give me gifts. So they gave me like a bunch of like movie merchandise and like DVDs. And then the FHM dudes just gave me a bunch of like bikinis from their shoots that were all covered in like fake tan and shit and like absolutely not appropriate for like a teenage girl to wear. And I was like, thank you.
Holy shit.
That was awesome. That is so weird.
I just really, I remember just the insides were just stained on the edges of with like fake tan. Like they did not wash them. They just like gave them straight back. It was gnarly. It was so gnarly.
How was it offered to you? Was it like take this perk from FHM?
They were we put together a little gift bag for you. And it was a Hervey fully loaded handbag. So it's like, and then it had like four or five different DVDs and like a bunch of books and stuff. And then, and then in the handbag as well were these dirty old fucking bikinis.
Those bikinis were fully loaded.
Fully loaded.
And it was kind of Lindsay Lohan kind of style, you know?
Yeah.
Like fake tan, bikini, you know?
Yeah, like posing for FHM. Yeah, fuck yeah. We see this for your future. This was your work experience.
It just goes to show a totally dude-run office. Just like, women like bikinis. They'll secondhand bikinis. Yeah.
Who doesn't love brown stained undergarments?
Secondhand. Yeah. There we go. There's your Hemingway tweet. Yeah. For sale. Stained Maxim bikini, never worn. Yeah. Worn too much. I don't know. Anyway.
So that one, the tweet that's just sitting in the draft says, for me, Instagram is what Maxim magazine used to be. You can look at attractive women, see people that are doing better than you, and realize you're a dumb fuck with nothing to offer.
That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah.
That's not bad.
But
it's like, more of just, again, like a personal confession. Like it's funny, but then at the end you're like, oh, is Mike okay?
That's a thing, you know. I don't want people to worry about me, but that's definitely not the best.
We've talked about this before, Mike, but the craziest thing about those magazines was they always, to kind of try and justify the women in bikinis, they always had crazy, like, we talk to a Russian arms dealer. We hang out with a militia in Africa.
So we just bothered a 15-year-old girl in our office. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. We play a prank on this 15-year-old girl by giving her a bikini. Watch her reaction.
Yeah, exactly. This girl's only 19, but also check out this new iPhone watch. Some shitty gadget.
It just shows the broad knowledge of like horny dudes reading this. They're like, I don't know how to put two and two together, but I can tell you all about the African militias or Ukrainian arms dealer things. that's my two. There's no in-between knowledge.
I just love, was it Zoo magazine? Used to do like joke of the week. And it was always the most random people getting. Did you guys ever get into that? I did.
I wrote there. I did like three or four gags. I supplied for their humor section. So
humor.
That, That's on the that's on the CV.
Yeah. It's the humor section's right after the titties and ass section, but before the like weapons of war section.
Yeah. But I remember being annoyed that they didn't even give me money. They acted like they were doing me a favor by letting me put some shitty jokes in their magazine, you know? And I would have even taken some brown stained bikini bottoms at that point, you know? So nothing. There was no reason for doing it, but it was still a highlight of the career.
Yeah.
Were those magazines, just thinking about it now, was that the start of bro hustle culture? Like, yeah, Maserati, like, you know, you're just an average guy and you're reading about this real expensive Maserati or a watch that's like $800. Like, get this shit now. Like, you got to fight for what's yours. You know, that kind of thing. Is it, or was that always around? I don't know. Is that GQ as well? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's always around.
Yeah,
right?
It's always around. Yeah. Anyway, that's just my theory. Join my other podcast, New Theories by Nick.
This is your mental health podcast, and that one's about men's issues. Yeah, men's rights, if you will.
I'm 38, don't have a Maserati. What the fuck is going on?
Zoo Weekly lied to me.
Yeah. That's a good impression. How come everyone can do a good impression of me anyway? All right, let's see how we go, Mike. Let's see what's in my phone.
All right, so spinning the wheel for Capper's phone. Hopefully it lands on notes because Capper has gone out of the phone and just been showing us his notebook lately.
It's
absolutely crazy, but this is camera roll. Cap, camera roll. You got camera roll.
Yeah, I don't know what photos I got lately.
Pull them up. I don't know if we'll be able to see them. Capper is still using the Oppo is his phone of choice, which is the biggest piece of shit you've ever seen in your life.
It's pretty cracked now. I got a few things there. Oh, that's the... Have you guys listened to this album, Filth Pig, by Ministry? It's very good. One of my faves. Anyway.
So that's Ministry, the metal band from like the 90s.
Yeah. I've been going 90s lately. What else? That was just photos of my notebook before.
We can't really see. Just land on something.
What have I got here? I don't know. This is kind of a weird thing, right? Brett Blake and I have been discussing our fascination with Truck and Life. It was this magazine about trucks. And I saw a bloke post it, this illustrator, and Ashley Nixon, and go, hey, man, do you have actual issues of Truck and Life? Like, what is in this magazine? Like, what is it about? I remember blokes used to read it at boarding school, just some mad dog who couldn't do any homework or anything, so he just read Truck and Life. And he sent me some covers, and one of the articles is about the scales in Moree, like the Weybridge. It's got Moree's council scales, larger than the life weymen. So that's
larger
the kind
than
of degree
life
of
weymen.
larger than life weymen. You know, Moree, where they weigh trucks. You know, you've always wanted to know the lives of the guys that go, okay, put the truck on here. Yeah. It's got an article about that.
That rules.
Yeah.
Tell me about the guys. I want to know more about these guys.
Yeah.
What's worse, though? FHM or a Maxim or Truck and Life? I think Truck and Life has more integrity than an FHM. It knows what it is. Mm.
Truck and Life is like, look, we're just trucks, men. That's it. We're not gonna patronize you with militia gags or anything like that. It's just gonna be, what else? I've got. Oh no, that's kind of boring. Got a photo of a peppercorn tree. It's where I grew up in Moree, and I saw some peppercorn trees by the river, and I took a photo for my mum and said, "Is this a peppercorn tree?" And she wrote back, "Yes."
Aww.
So that was really.
That's lovely. That really,
oh, this is kind of fucked up. My girlfriend was drunk and she bought a tram card game based on Melbourne's tram network. And I've got to tell you, this was the most confusing, fucked up shit game I've ever played in my whole life. There were so many rules and so many things like tapping on and off and all that. I was fried after this game. I was like,
you had to tap on and off.
Yeah, yeah. You got to tap on and off. You got to find fare evaders, and you got to You got to get a new card and new passengers to the. It's a total brain.
Is it like an official like Melbourne Trams like game? Like, is it endorsed?
Yeah, yeah. There was this, you know, some Melbourne hipster created it somewhere, and yeah. Big ups to them. You know, trying to take on and all that shit. Great, take down capitalism. But seriously. It was a real mind fuck and really put a dampener on the night, to be honest.
I thought it was officially Melbourne Transport made it. No one's using them anymore, so they had to pivot to card games.
Card games, yeah.
To try to make some money.
Yeah. I've realized I don't like card games. I'm not into it. It's boring. Boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's this other one, Phase 10, that she likes to play, which is all right, but it's not. But she plays this other one, and it's just like Phase 10, but it uses different cards. And I'm like, this is you got to get all your cards. It's just different ways to lose all of your cards. I want one where you get the most cards, then you win.
Mm.
Is there one like that?
Uno? Or no, Uno, you get rid of your cards.
Yeah. Yeah, in every card game, you get rid of your cards. I want one where you get all the cards.
Was Pokemon the card game about getting more cards? Like, if you defeated someone, did you get their cards? I can't remember. Fuck,
yeah,
this
but I'm
must
not
be
a dork.
So frustrating to listen to if you know exactly like all the answers to all of our questions. Guess we'll never know.
Some dude is sitting at home with his Magic the Gathering T-shirt, just going, "Dog, oh,
yeah,
if only they knew."
Yeah.
All right. So the don't buy the Melbourne Mikey Metro Transport card
game.
Give
it a go, or you can buy ours if you like.
Oh yeah,
I'll send it to you
after such a ringing endorsement.
Yeah. So the only other thing I've got is someone sent me, because we get sent all these weird cartoon porno things now, because that's part of our hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Someone sent me a hot Velma from Scooby-Doo.
That's quite common, I feel.
Yeah, I didn't know about this genre, and then everyone told me, they're like, man, that's a genre of like hot like porn or whatever is.
Well, I kind of understand that, you know, the ones that are, you know, Velma or Jessica the Rabbit. I'm really revealing my predilections towards animated women.
Are you okay, Mike?
Dr. Strange Penis, is that you?
But the ones that are like, just because I'm getting sent all the animated porn now, and the ones that are just like sexualized of the most random shit, like I got Winnie the Pooh with piglet tits the other day.
With piglet tits?
Winnie the Pooh with piglet tits. And I don't know what to do with that, but I'm sure it will come up on a future episode at some point because it is horrifying.
I've been trolling my group chat with sexy pictures of Winnie the Pooh characters, actually.
Really?
Just for fun.
I could send this to you. You can see it?
Oh, wow. Oh, so piglet's face are the tits.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, send it, please.
I just love
the
people.
He's got an Eeyore butthole, so it all.
Wow.
It's a whole universe.
All reliable. I love the people who take the time to draw these things.
Mm.
Like, it's just because they're so beautifully drawn.
Yeah, it's clearly a lot of thought and heart has gone into it. And they've gone like, this needs to be in the world. This is my truth.
Next level shading on the tits that are piglet.
Those piglet tits look joyous. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're happy.
And then like Winnie's face looks like a little bashful. I don't know. It's really telling a story.
Yeah, it is good. I think we get Capper to send it to his mom at some point and say, check this out.
Just go, hey, mom, remember Winnie the Pooh? It got good again.
Have you heard of this cartoon, mom? Piglet tits? Anyway.
All right, let's get into Jen's phone.
My phone, yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
All right, spinning the wheel. It is search history.
Oh, oh no. Okay. How do I find that? Sorry. So I'm either, such a boomer. The, oh, no, history. Right. You, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You just land on, tell us what you've been looking at.
All right. So a lot of it is just Zoom, how to Zoom meeting.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, this is sad. Then there's how to get rid of cellulite. Because I sent like a cute video of myself like jumping into a pool. And then I was like, wow, my cellulite is really bad. And then what else?
What are the tips?
Well, what are the tips?
Because I got this weird little, I'm getting old now, so I got like a little bit of cellulite weird thing just here underneath my man boob.
Well, look, they flag it by saying, yeah, under your piglet tip. It's not as joyous. It's a little Eeyore spot. I just love that all of these women's magazines now are like, but first a reminder, it's totally normal and natural. Whereas like 3 years ago, they would have been like, you're a disgusting slime pig. Here you go.
Yeah.
It's like, now we're going to try and sell you stuff to make you feel better about this thing. But yeah, dry brushing, apparently that minimizes cellulite. I don't know.
Whoa.
Sounds painful. A retinol body cream. I mean, it all just sounds like bullshit.
Yeah. What's the one where they're doing where they freeze it or something?
Yeah.
They freeze it and
they stick then it's like all a little. Firm. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, and drinking water, which is also the cure water. For everything. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Depression, cancer, cellulite.
Oh, that's good. I mean, yeah.
That seems like
there,
the most valid. Drinking water seems like, yeah, that's good advice for anything. But the, like, here's a brush for you to brush out your cellulite.
Yeah, brush your legs off. And so, what else is in there? Let's see.
I watched the Vice, one of those little Vice articles on some dude who got fake abs put in.
Oh, like implants.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm working hard. I'm working hard, but I'm just not seeing, I live in Florida, you know, I'm hustling every day. I got to look good, you know. And he's like, he goes to his personal trainer and expect the personal trainer to go, yeah, well, good luck, bro. And the personal trainer's like, no, you got to train harder. You're a fucking dork. Like, why would you do this? And the personal trainer's so hard on him and it's just great. He's like, but I'm here every day. And he's like, yeah, well, you've got to do more stuff if you worked harder. And he just can't turn him around. And they look fucking weird. He looks like a fucked up turtle.
I cannot wait. I'm going to watch that as soon as we finish this. I Googled Kevin Klein because I was talking to my friend about whether or not he had died. I don't know. Do you ever just think about like random celebrities that featured in 90s movies and you're like, well, man, I hope they're not dead. Anyway, yeah. He's not dead.
Or you want to see what they look like now. That's big.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had Jonathan Taylor Thomas come up on the show a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Right. I have posters of him on my walls.
He's aged well. He looks good. The other brothers are total shit shows. Mm. But JTT.
Hell yeah. Kept it tight. What else? Yeah, it's mostly just medical problems. Dry skin post-cold. I had a bit of dry skin on my nose, so I just needed to figure that one out.
Buy a brush and
just
fucking
just dry brush. Turns out everything is dry brushing in water. Oh, pardon me, sorry. Oh man, I wish.
Oh, that's all right.
I wish I had anything kind of spicier. A lot of Real Housewives searches. I got addicted to Real Housewives during the pandemic.
Which city is your favorite?
Beverly Hills, obviously. I mean, okay. Well, I do love Real Housewives of Melbourne because they're just vicious snakes. I've watched Real Housewives of Auckland. I always love watching New Zealand reality TV shows because the stakes could not be lower. Like, I just have being like a real housewife of Auckland and like they're trying to differentiate, like, that's what makes us Auckland women. And it's like, this is a city of what, like 300 people or whatever? Like, shut up. They're like, we're not like those Wellington women. We dress well. It's like, what? Most of your country is covered in sheep. Like, what are you talking about? And they're still like throwing wine and stuff at each other, but it's just so parochial and I love it. Like New Zealand's Next Top Model is like the winner gets like a flight, return flights to Sydney, the fashion city. and like a feature campaign with Glassons, which is like just a very kind of middle of the road kind of middle-aged woman thing. I don't know. Yeah. It's good. It's charming. Right? Yeah.
New Zealand's cute. Like they had New Zealand cops on TV for a while and it was just like it was just quaint and cute and it's like, "Oh, this guy's going a bit fast, eh?" You know?
Yeah.
It was just like it was so boring.
"Oh, we found your dog."
Yeah.
Exactly.
This rugby field, one of the posts is bent.
Oh, wait, I did that accidentally. Let me straighten it up.
Yeah. my girlfriend said the Johannesburg one is vicious.
Oh, that's, I've heard this.
Yeah.
So do they all try and out-vicious each other? Like, is like, "Oh, we're going to be the cuntiest of the cities," or do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think it's more like... they're all just main characters, you know, like they all just believe that they're the main character. And then the slights often are very hard to follow. Like you don't know why these people are angry at each other, but it just escalates and escalates over six episodes. Like the latest season of Beverly Hills, Denise Richards just asks them to stop talking about threesomes in front of her children. And then the rest of the time, and literally I would say for 20 episodes perhaps, they're all like, "Denise is such a fucking bitch. Like, who is she? She was in Wild Things. She was married to Charlie Sheen. Like, who is she to fucking judge us?" And then they all start like hatching these plans. And then she's like, "No, I'm just asking, you know." And then they, and then there's like a lesbian affair that's revealed. And it's insane. And I love it.
Does Charlie Sheen show up? That would be value.
He's in one of the seasons, I think. Like, because they're still co-parenting the children. Why do I know this? I haven't done my fucking taxes for 4 years. But I can tell you the seasons in which Charlie Sheen pops up. Oh, my God.
I remember when Charlie Sheen got big, you know, all the snake oil and all that kind of stuff.
Tiger blood.
Tiger, whatever it was, yeah. And he recruited Maron to help him write his stand-up special. And I remember Maron talking about it on WTF going, "Yeah, he's got a big bunch of stuff going there. He's got people working overtime. I think this is going to be a good special. I think it's going to be great." And then apparently it was dog shit. Just absolute dog shit. It doesn't matter how many people you get to write for you or how crazy you are. You do comedy, it's dog shit.
I didn't even realize he had a comedy special. Did that get released?
I don't know if it got released. He was touring, but I think it got canceled because it was just such dog shit.
That's so good. Like,
"Oh, man, I was into the whole crazy guy thing, but this sucks." It's like Gary Busey or something. Like, "Yeah, you're crazy, you know, don't go live. Just stay crazy in front of the cameras, editors, stuff like that. That's cool. Believe
it gets
heart.
Grim Once when it's get... real."
Yeah.
It's like that dude from The Room and like...
Tommy Wiseau?
Yeah. We're like, "Haha, that's crazy. What a silly film. That guy's bad." And then you like see him in real life and you're like, "Ooh, that is... there's a dark energy there." It's just you've hurt some people or you've been hurt or something has happened, but I don't want
to
be here.
It's crazy
anymore.
To think that Charlie Sheen was once the craziest. He was just the one having the manic episode at the time, right? You know, and just saying "winning" and "I inject tiger blood" and all this shit. But, you know, now we got Kanye and with all the shit that's going on, it would just seem so tame now. People are like, "We don't give a shit, you know?"
People need to be more manic, I guess, right?
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't take your pills. Have an episode.
Yeah.
This is our mental health podcast.
Say some stuff you can't
podcast.
Take back. Fuck.
I just realized that we're talking about all these crazy people losing it and shit and picking on Mike, and then I realized behind me I have an empty beer can, empty Jameson's bottle, and Rage Against the Machine poster. So,
and you guys
that's
can
been
see
behind me the whole time.
You can see into my room, which is just an absolute mess. And I wish I could say it hasn't been like this for a year, but it has. And this is how I live. I live like a little pig,
mate. You got to do a total clean. Well, we went a bit piggy for a while, and then we had a total clean the other day, and it is a breath of fresh air. It's like I live in a hotel.
Ooh, okay? Yeah, yeah, a hotel, you say?
Yeah, yeah. Every day
I'll think about
hotel.
Other people fucking in my bed. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Put those little soaps on, it gets all those thoughts away. You know?
I have a little ensuite brag in my room, and sometimes I put lavender that I've stolen from people's gardens in there, and I'm like, am I in a day spa? I don't know.
Hello, Airbnb.
Yeah, damn. And then I just dry brush until I cry.
We should get into the hacks.
All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. So we usually, you know, when we're in the same room together, we roll a dice and that decides what Capper and I do each week. And we'll just float some ideas for you at the end, Jen. Obviously, you don't have to do shit, but it'll be good just to get your reaction. So I'll roll the dice first to see what I have to do. Let me bring the app up. Hold on. There it is. And it's a two. It's a two. This is a get out of jail free card, Jen, but it's still terrible. It's called Worst First Impressions. Capper gives me a celebrity to try to impersonate and something for them to say. It's usually a fucked opinion or a bad take on something. It's been real bad in the past.
Hell yeah. I'm so keen.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I've got a few here. Just let me the Oppo has just slowed right down. I don't know why. It's really shit itself.
We've only done 140 episodes of this, and it's still takes time to get everything moving.
It takes ages. All right, so I got it here. All right, so your worst first impression, Mike, this week is okay. I don't know how this could be too problematic.
Oh, great.
Michael Jackson on herd immunity.
Oh, fuck. Okay. All right. So this sucks.
Okay.
Michael Jackson on herd immunity. I'll start the clock. I'll try to do 30 seconds. Just let it rip, Shamo. little Billy is safe. He's not my lover, and he's too young. Fuck.
Come on, Michael, give me your herd immunity. What's your catchphrases here? You know, your voices sound a little deep.
Michael Jackson and herd immunity is good, and my son Blanket is safe, and I think we'll all be fine. Just old people. It's all
this
fine.
This is so fucking bad.
It's survival of the fittest. Shimo. All right, that was 45 seconds of the worst podcasting in history.
That Shimon at the end is just the saddest thing I've ever heard.
That was the worst.
I started trying to do him singing, but I was like, I can't use his voice doing that. And then I remembered he had this high-pitched kind of girlish voice, but then it was all very, very troubling. So
I think the best is watching you cower on Zoom. Watching one of the toughest men in comedy absolutely crumble is the best for me. All right. Yeah. So let's see what I'm going to do. Please
roll
go
the
easy.
Dice. Oh, God. Okay. Let's see what you got to do this week, Cap. Rolling the dice. And that has landed on a three, which is a Facebook comment or a deep like on someone's status or a photo. But I got something different for you this week.
Okay.
Cap, like I found the Australian Mensa Facebook page. For anyone who's unfamiliar with Mensa, it's like some genius society where you got to take an IQ test to get in, right? So they have a Australian Mensa has a Facebook page and anyone can post on it. And I want you to send Capper post on their wall. Hi, my name is Nicholas. Do you think the government created thunderstorms to cover up the sound of space battles?
What the hell? Okay, so I'm on the Mensa page.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so there's a space post.
Yeah.
It says, another clear night. No traffic in Melbourne means little air pollution. Still playing with our 70-millimeter telescope, and we are getting there with Jupiter.
Oh, okay, man. So there's an actual post about space on their page.
Yeah, and
so
it says,
you can comment on that.
Yeah, the photo is not as clear as we can see. We'll have to try later using different camera apps. Anyway, here are Ganymede, Callisto, Europa. So, okay, I will just...
Okay,
I'll share the
you.
Screen. I'll share the yeah. screen. Oh, this is terrible. It's just...
Okay.
That's my new housemate has got something...
Seems like some Instagram photo bullshit you might like.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
I've already...
He's talking to you right now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay,
all right,
so,
here's Australian Mensa. It's a paste about space. And it's scroll down a little bit so we could see. It says, hi, my name is Nicholas. Do you think the government created thunderstorms to cover up the sound of space battles? Great question.
I think it's a worthy question, Mike. I've always wanted to know this. And... the joke's on you, mate, because I've often thought about this. So, sucked in. You're the idiot
right.
now.
So that's posted? You did that?
Yeah, I posted it.
All right, good.
Oh, God. All right. Well, last but not least, Jen, now we'll float some ideas, but if you like, if you're not a fan of any of those, we can just roll the dice. So
sure.
We've got a couple of things cooked up.
Oh,
which we thought you might like.
Especial. Nice.
Yes.
All right.
So a few images for you, and then we'll run through them now, and then let us know what you think about each one. We'll start with this. This would go on Instagram, and it says, newsflash, a picture of you. It says, newsflash, just because you heard me on radio or seen me on TV does not mean you could get to talk to me at a cafe.
Oh, fuck. Oh, you've got a lot of images coming. Sorry, I just saw. Anyway, yeah.
There's a few there down the bottom,
yeah,
so that's
so
the first
that
one's
one. Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that one? I think all for Insta. That one going up on Insta. Obviously, in an hour or whatever, you post it and then just say this is for the dumb podcast.
Yeah.
Phone hacks or just pull it. Like, do you think how would that be received?
I don't know. I mean, I'm interested in. Does it have to be on main or is it on stories?
Either or. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Main, you know, you could see the comments and stuff, but we'll show you the other
yeah.
ones.
Yeah, show me the other ones.
Now, this one.
yeah, so you're on Triple J, but we thought maybe you'd want to do a big announcement that you're on Smooth 95.3. So it's just got the image of you, Smooth FM 95.3. The heading you just wrote, your girl's back. Obviously, we don't want to ruin your career or anything. So, you know, that's
your girl's
sort of
back.
Your girl's
love it.
Watch out, the Love God.
Yeah.
Was he on Smooth FM, the Love God?
I have no idea, honestly.
Anyway, yeah.
I never heard of that. I wouldn't mind being on Smooth FM, though. Maybe
yeah,
this
good.
Is like the secret. And if I do it, then it'll happen.
Well, that's it. When we had Harley Breen on, he had posted a photo of himself with the Neighbors logo and it said big announcement. And then he got hit up by the Neighbors people to be on the show. So it hasn't eventuated
to take it down. To cease and desist.
Yeah. So the other one would be an announcement type post as well, like big news. And then this image,
uh-huh.
which is you on Love Island,
ooh.
Australia.
Oh, I do like that too. Would I be saying I'm a host or am I saying I'm a contestant on Love Island?
I guess contestant is more.
Contestant is definitely ruder, I feel.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I wish I had the balls to post that just because you, just because you see, like, it's so rude.
It sucks, yeah.
Maybe I'll do the Smooth FM one.
Oh, yeah, really?
I think it's good.
Oh, man, that's great.
Don't you reckon?
It's so, yeah,
you leave
it's
it up
so
for
good.
An hour?
Yeah.
Leave
yeah.
it up for an hour and then just say you did yeah. the dumb podcast. Mate, and I think that so caption funny. Is perfect yeah. as well. So I'll forward you that.
Your girl's back.
Your girl's back.
Yeah, text me that and then I'll post it.
I'll send it through that now. So good. Thank you so much, mate. Thanks for playing along.
Oh, this is going to be so good. And then do I post and then I just take it down after an hour?
Take it down after an hour or just say edit. You know, this was for this dumb podcast.
This is for the Food Hacks podcast. Okay, cool.
I'll send that through to now. Jen, thanks so much for doing the pod. Anything to plug?
When does this come out?
Next week.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing a show, again, sorry to rub it in everyone in Melbourne's face, but I'm doing a show at the Comedy Store. it's my birthday show. It's called Jen Frigga's Birthdacular Spectacular on the 17th of November. It's the 13th of November, Friday the 13th, spooky. Ooh. I don't know what it will be yet, but it will be fun. And they've just had the venue capacity upped so we can have more people, which is great. So if you feel like coming to that and you're in Sydney, do it. Tickets are on sale now from the Comedy Store website.
We love the Comedy Store. Best venue.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's back, baby.
Very jealous. Yeah. Very jealous. Your girl's
back.
Running.
Your girl's back.
Yeah. Right.
And then, like we said before, we'll be posting that shitty Zoom gig that we're doing for the Richmond community page on Patreon. So make sure you join up on there. You'll be able to see that as well as 4 bonus episodes a month. And once we're out of lockdown, hopefully we'll be doing gigs soon. We'll let you know about that. Cap, anything else?
No, that's all good. Thank you so much, Jen, once again for playing along. Great, great work and great ep.
Nice to see you guys.
You too. All right. See ya.
Bye. Bye. Food Hacks.